Hi, this is Dinah Shelley, one of the pastors at Spring Creek.
Now, the name Sinai sounds very much like the Hebrew word for bush or shrub, which is Sena, S-E-N-E-H. Sounds a lot like Sinai. And this is worth our attention. God's holy mountain, Sinai, is a play on words. This scene in Exodus chapter 3 is meant to come to mind every time that God's holy mountain gets mentioned in the Bible and in our tradition. Every time it's mentioned, we're supposed to say, ah, remember about God's holy mountain? The shrub, the bush. I love this because it makes the place where God dwells, of course, holy and set apart and captivating and powerful and approachable and common and humble, a mountain and a shrub. The thing about a shrub is that a shrub is just a shrub, right? There's nothing to be proud of here. There's nothing elevated or impressive about a regular old bush. It's not a pomegranate tree or an olive tree or an almond tree. This is just a desert shrub. In most religions, the place where God resides is an intimidating place. But in our Bible, in our tradition, there's this combination of majesty and mundane that I think is very important. At the base of a mountain, a shrub. By the way, the last major biblical appearance of Mount Sinai happens in 1 Kings chapter 19, where the prophet Elijah witnesses these great signs of power in the wind and in an earthquake and in the flame, that God is not present in any of those displays of power. Instead, God passes by in the sheer sound of silence, reassuring Elijah to go back to doing what he was doing. Go back to being a prophetic voice. Go back to your prophetic work. You see, the power of God's call, it is never in direct demands or threats. Don't let anybody fool you into thinking that's God's voice, a threat or a demand. God's call is made real and very powerful when we turn aside and receive it. When we open ourselves up to divine invitation, to divine intention. That's where God's power resides.